There are tech companies behind Israel's targeting of hospitals and journalists and doctors and children, etc. And those tech companies include Google and Microsoft, and there are others. And both Google and Microsoft have had their own employee revolts. Microsoft just recently, where employees, both current and former employees, stormed into the office of the president of Microsoft in kind of a, you know, sit-down protest, saying no more genocide. And then you've got some MAGA people, sort of the insane ones, who are all pro-genocide. And they're saying that, oh, we have to keep bombing and killing. And what those people don't realize, and the point of this podcast is to say that if you are pro-genocide, if you support what Israel is doing, then you support Google and Microsoft using AI algorithms to choose targets for termination, because that's exactly what is happening in Gaza. So when Israel recently launched that double tap bombing of the hospital, where they killed 20 plus people, they killed first responders, they killed journalists, including journalists who write for Reuters and Associated Press and other organizations, even Al Jazeera, etc. They knew exactly what they were doing. And those weapons are precision weapons that are provided by the United States. And the targets are chosen with precision with the help of Microsoft and Google. So Google and Microsoft are obviously incredibly evil corporations, but they're also engaged in genocide. They are enablers of the technology of genocide. And I have warned people who support this that this is what's coming for you. Look in the mirror, because you're next. And what I mean by that is that the war on Gaza is a, I mean, this sounds crude, and I don't mean to make light of all of the deaths, but from the point of view of the tech companies, it's a sandbox. It's a sandbox to test out their algorithms and their weapons, to perfect the kill bots, you know, the target selection, to perfect all these systems that will then be deployed against us. And how do I know that? Well, we've already done the math on this. It's very clear that the United States of America cannot remain solvent without exterminating many, many millions of Americans as the AI robots take over their jobs. There will be tens of millions of unemployable Americans who will have to be given a universal basic income, and the UBI will rise to trillions of dollars a year. And on top of that, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, etc. It will bankrupt the nation if it's not already collapsed before then. And so, look, the national leaders understand, they know this, they have to kill off many, many millions of Americans. And it's ironic and kind of sad that the very people that they will want to kill off first are the older generation, who tend to be the Christian Zionists, who are supporting the genocide in Gaza. So you see a lot of people right now in their, let's say, 60s, who are, you know, they're raised on the Scofield Bible and whatever, and they think Israel is God. And they say, we have to support Israel no matter what, and bomb those Gazans, kill those children, destroy those hospitals. Well, those very people will be the first to be targeted by big tech's, you know, robot extermination campaign. It's very clear. It's obvious at this point. So be careful what you support. Be careful what you wish for, because next it's coming for you. Now, there was a shooting at a Catholic school that just happened as I'm recording this. There are some number of children who are dead, and apparently the shooter is dead as well. I don't know anything more than that at the moment. And obviously, we send prayers to all those who were victimized by a senseless act of violence. And at the same time, it is astonishing to me that you will see so many Christians praying for those children in an American school who were killed by a mass shooter, but they will not pray for Gazan children. They will not pray for the children that are being bombed to death as schools are deliberately targeted and blown up by Israel using U.S. weapons and U.S. technology from Google and Microsoft and others. So people's prayers are very, very limited only to certain children, but not other children. And that is an anti-Christ belief system, because Christ taught universal love and acceptance for all of God's children, all of God's children, whether they grew up Palestinian or Israeli or Somali or Indian or Chinese or American or whatever, or Russian. All of God's children are expressions of the divine creation of God. But we see most Christians in the U.S., they will reserve their prayers only for certain children, while they condemn other children in the Middle East to die at the hands of Satanists. Think about that. Think about how insane that is. And so when they unleash Satan's violence, which is what Israel represents now, when they unleash Satan's violence, they should not be surprised when that satanic violence in the form of AI robots comes back and targets them. And again, that's exactly what's about to happen. Now, some of us, very few of us, will use robots to protect ourselves from the Terminators. And, you know, it just so happens, I talked about this the other day, because of my experience in AI and rewriting language models, basically mind wiping them and reprogramming them to work for humanity instead of against humanity, I'm very confident that I can take a robot, especially one that's running on the new NVIDIA T5000 microchip. I can take the T5000 microchip and I can wipe it and I can reprogram it and I can make the robot do good things like protect life instead of destroying life. So if I manage to capture some Terminators, I'll reprogram them and we'll use them for defense, or we'll buy off the shelf robots. And before we turn them on, we'll pull the chips out and we'll wipe the chips and we'll load up some new software, etc. But very few of us know how to do that. It's not easy for me. And interestingly, I have to use AI agents to help me do these things. Because, you know, mastering all the code and all the details is, it's extremely complex. So yeah, I have to use AI agents to help me do it. But once I reprogram the robots, then I know that they will protect humans instead of exterminating humans. Well, again, most people don't know how to do that, and they may have firearms, but firearms versus, you know, hunter-killer drones with thermal cameras, not very effective, it turns out. Hard to shoot drones. You've seen videos of Russian soldiers trying to shoot down drones, or Ukrainian soldiers trying to shoot down the kamikaze drones, and, you know, occasionally they succeed, but more often than not, shooting drones is a very difficult skill. There's a way to practice that skill, by the way. And this is something that I've done over the years, is you buy cheap Frisbees, and then you and a friend, you go out and you have somebody throw the Frisbee. And of course, you have to do this at a proper range where you know where your bullets are going, and you got to keep the Frisbees kind of low. And then you fire your AR-15 at the Frisbee, which is very difficult because you're only seeing the Frisbee from the side as it's moving away from you. And if you can hit that Frisbee with your AR-15, you're pretty damn good. And sometimes I can. I mean, not 100%, right? Maybe not even 50%, but sometimes I can hit the Frisbee. And if you can hit the Frisbee, you might be able to hit a drone, a kamikaze drone coming in. But the drones are moving faster than Frisbees typically. However, that's a good way to practice that skill if you want to be able to, you know, maybe shoot the incoming drones. But if you think about it, the Palestinians don't have AR-15s. And, you know, so there's really no defense. And notably, Israel now says that the journalists that they bombed and killed, because they admit that they killed those journalists, they have now come out, one of their top people, and has said, well, we declare that they weren't journalists after all. They were terrorists with a press badge. right? So you see the logic now, the justification. So when Israel murders journalists, they say they were terrorists. And when Israel bombs hospitals, they say that, well, there could have been tunnels there. And when Israel bombs residential buildings, they say, well, Hamas lived there. So we had to destroy the whole building. And this is how they turned the entire area of Gaza into near total rubble while the world watches and mostly does nothing. And then what Israel does is they cause famine, they destroy infrastructure, they tear down and burn the olive orchards, which is something that only an evil satanic nation would do. I mean, who would bulldoze the olive orchards, for God's sake, right? Israel would, because they're so satanic. So they cause famine, and then they tell people, well, hey, if you want food, there's a food truck coming. So then everybody runs to the food truck, and then Israel rolls out their tanks, and they fire tank shells at the starving people who are gathered around the food truck, and then they say we had to shoot them because they were rioting. It was a riot. It wasn't a riot. They were panicked to not die of starvation. They needed food, rice. So Israel always has an excuse for why they're committing genocide. And my point is that the U.S. government will use the exact same excuses. So they will cause famine, and then they'll have like a food distribution zone, and then everybody runs to the food distribution zone, and then that's where they will send in the Terminator kamikaze drones. Say, well, they were rioting, or there were some terrorists there, or they were using tunnels, or you know, whatever. Because when you're trying to achieve mass extermination, obviously you target gatherings of people, which is what Israel does. That's why they bomb the refugee camps. That's why they bomb people who are evacuating the north and headed for the south, and then they get bombed to death. It's all by design. And again, those algorithms are run on platforms and using technology of Google and Microsoft and other companies, and you know, all the weapons companies, Boeing, etc. They're all involved in this. And do you think they're going to turn down a government contract to, let's say, stop the terrorists or stop the riots in America when those food riots become commonplace? You think that Google's going to turn down a $100 billion government contract to stop food rioters? No, not a chance. Google's going to jump at that opportunity. They're going to take the money. They're going to license the algorithms. And they're going to start picking targets for termination. And that's going to be Americans. It's going to be Americans. And it's going to be a large number of the very same Americans who are right now cheering on Israel, like just disgusting creature Roseanne Barr, who I tweeted about. And I said, Roseanne Barr seems to really celebrate bombing children in Gaza. And I tweeted out, I said, you know, Roseanne Barr proves that all the cosmetics in the world can't cover up an ugly soul. You know, the ugliness of your soul is shining through or puking through whatever cosmetics you put on your face to try to look physically less ugly. And, you know, it just, an ugly soul is the ugliest ugly of all. A soul that celebrates death and yet is completely oblivious as to how this death machine is going to target them. Undoubtedly. I mean, she is of an age of people who the government's going to specifically target in order to save money on Social Security and entitlements and, you know, Medicare and pensions, etc. That's who's going to be targeted. Retired people. And yet, the majority of people that age do not, they're not really well versed on AI tech. So they don't understand that these algorithms are being developed to be made more universally applied to killing other rioters. And you can call any group of people a riot, any group, like they did at the U.S. universities when there were peaceful, free Palestine protesters who were holding signs and chanting slogans and walking around. and they were declared riots. So any group of people, even people that are begging for food, can be declared rioters, and then they can be exterminated. That's exactly what's coming. So it's, you know, karma is a bitch, and this is why no matter how long I live or under what circumstances I pass away from this simulation, I know that I take with me consistent morality, that I always stood up for life, universally. I stood up for the lives of children of every religion and nationality, of every skin color. I didn't pick and choose who to have compassion for. I had universal compassion because I believe in universal divinity. But there are a great many people right now who are, many of them are Christian Zionists, who they support genocide. They support, and they call for mass killing. I mean, there are pastors in America who absolutely celebrate Israel's killing. And they're easy to spot because they're very loudmouthed morons. And then they think that they're going to be raptured out of earth, that Jesus is going to come out of the sky and embrace them and love them because they're good people who committed the right kind of genocide that Jesus would love. You know, I mean, this delusional thinking among these Christian Zionists is so off the charts insane that it's actually satanic. It's not just Antichrist, it's totally satanic. Jesus doesn't love you if you support genocide. Jesus despises you if you support genocide. God hates you if you support genocide of his children. Okay? I mean, let's be clear about this. But these people are so delusional, they cheer the weaponization, they cheer the AI algorithms that are the Killbot Terminator algorithms, they cheer the genocide, and then imagine how shocked they're going to be when it's not Jesus coming out of the sky to come get them, but it's Satan reaching up from, you know, the pits of hell to pull their souls back home to hell, because that's where they're going. You know, metaphorically speaking, I'm not saying it's a physical place, but that's where they're going, and they are totally clueless. They actually think they're the good people. The genocide supporters, they think they're the good people, and they're not. They're the evil people. They are the servants of Satan. And Satan's coming for them via AI killbots. Think about it. So history's moving rapidly. So get on the right side of history here. Don't be on the record supporting genocide. You're going to look as foolish as the people in 1945 who turned out were, you know, Adolf Hitler supporters. You know, the people who ran the gas ovens and whatever, all the genocide. Yeah, those people. Don't be one of those people. Sadly, there's a lot of Christian pastors who are clearly those people. You want to be with God and Christ one day? Follow what Christ taught. Be more Christ-like in your actions. And then maybe then God will save you from the Terminator killbots that other people have been supporting. Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe the Terminators get everybody, and then God sorts out the souls, like in the book of Revelation, your book of life. Well, when they open your book of life, what's God going to read about your book of life? That you were an evil person who supported genocide and bombing and big tech's AI algorithms for extermination? Yeah, that's not going to go down good with God if that's in your book of life. That you tweeted like pro-Israel, pro-genocide, pro-killing, pro-bombing hospitals. Yeah, not going to be a good thing when God reads that. Your log files need to get cleaned up. And fortunately, you're still living right now if you're listening to this, so you have an opportunity to get right with God. And that means you got to denounce the genocide, and you got to denounce big tech, and you got to live with morality and with universal value of human lives, the lives of children, especially everywhere around the world, regardless of their nationality. If you can't do that, you don't deserve to go to heaven, and you won't go to heaven. So figure out how you can do at least that. Can you have universal love for children all over the world? Figure that out as a starting point. If you don't already have that, most of you do have that. If you can't love the children of Palestine, figure out how to get there quickly before it's all over for us. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com for more of my videos and interviews. God bless you all. Take care. In honor of all the people who work to contribute to society, we have a Labor Day event at the Health Ranger store. It's healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day. And I genuinely want to say thank you to all the people who everywhere around the world, but especially those who work with us, who work in our product manufacturing and who work in our fulfillment center, and all the drivers for, you know, FedEx and UPS and US mail carriers who do the delivery, and all of you there, regardless of what your job is, your labor, your contributions to society make a huge difference. And we all work hard to match your efforts and help make the world a better place through clean food and high density nutrition. So in honor of that, we have some really amazing specials and some free gifts for you during our Labor Day sale, which runs through Monday night, September 1st at the Health Ranger store. The first thing is, if you purchase $129 or more in your order, you get a free pouch of the organic Superfuel 12 ounces product, which is on my desk here. That's the one on the right-hand side there. And the Superfuel product is absolutely amazing in terms of its ingredients. Check it out. And this is for making smoothies. It's got organic cacao powder, which is going up in price 60%, by the way, organic maca, organic goji berry powder, cordyceps, mushroom, etc., maple sugar, date sugar, there's no artificial sweeteners, no refined sugars, and then reishi mushroom matcha powder, which is a green tea that has the EGCG in it and L-theanine, etc., pink Himalayan salt. And that's it, like pure, clean, laboratory-tested ingredients, giving you energy support and nutritional support, also with those functional mushrooms. There's just nothing else like it in the marketplace. That is a $43 value. So it's yours free with any purchase of $129 or more. It's giving you back like more than a third, or about a third, of your purchase price in terms of this amazing product. On top of that, if you purchase over $179 with us during this event, you'll get a bag of the organic coconut chips, a 5-ounce bag, and that's also shown there on the left-hand side. And of course, laboratory tested, super delicious, tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. It's a great snack, or it's a great gift. On top of that, we've got free shipping in the continental United States on all orders over $99. And we've got doorbuster specials that give you additional savings up to 30% off depending on the product. We've also got a brand new product launching during this event, which is our organic chicken bone broth product that only has one ingredient in it, and that's organic chicken bone broth. I mean, that's it. No MSG, which is very common in bone broth products. No fillers, no flavor enhancers, no artificial anything. So you can check all of this out during our Labor Day sale. Again, it's healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day. It begins Thursday and it runs through September 1st at midnight. You can take advantage of all these specials. Check out the additional savings, the doorbuster savings, on the landing page. And thank you for your support, because we couldn't do this without you. And every purchase you make with us helps to fund our platforms and our efforts to build tools and to conduct interviews to enhance public knowledge, human freedom, human abundance, health, compassion, and also disease prevention through good nutrition. So healing the world with clean food, that's what we do at the Health Ranger store. And we appreciate all of you who contribute to society through your labor, through your skills, through your intellect on this Labor Day event. Again, healthrangerstore.com/Labor Day. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for your support. And happy Labor Day. Take care.